You're listening to SBS News.
Eleven Portuguese players stood on the field for the national anthem. All eyes, though, were on one standing for it in the bench area. Cristiano Ronaldo, the captain and perhaps the country's greatest player ever, not starting in the round of 16 match against Switzerland. Plenty thought it was because of his reaction to being substituted in the last match. Starting in his place for the first time in this World Cup and just the second time for Portugal overall, 21-year-old Gonçalo Ramos. His nickname is the Sorcerer, and in just his fourth appearance for his country, fans the world over were about to find out why. Routine qualifiers for the knockout stages of major tournaments. Plenty thought the Swiss a danger to the favoured Portuguese. The only danger that eventuated in this match was one to the record books. Ramos opening the scoring in the 17th minute, taking a touch after a throw-in, then beating Swiss goalkeeper Jan Sommer with a beauty of a strike at the near post. 1-0 Portugal. 5 minutes later, a tame Ramos shot was saved by Sommer. 8 minutes after that, Swiss star Jerdan Chachiri forced a save up the other end with a free kick. But that turned out to be the calm before one almighty storm. After a youngster opened the scoring, a veteran extended Portugal's lead. Defender Pepe making a superb run for a cross from a corner, heading the ball in between two defenders and past the goalkeeper. 2-0 Portugal, 35 minutes in. They took that gap in the scores in their favour to half-time. Within 10 minutes of the resumption of play, they turned that gap into a gaping chasm. In the 51st minute, a Diogo Dalot pass in along the ground was put into the net by Ramos at the near post. 3-0, contest over. In case someone somewhere didn't get the point, Ramos turned provider 4 minutes later, setting up Rafael Guerreiro's goal. 4-0, Portugal rampant. The Swiss headed for the exit. Manuel Akanji salvaged something for the Swiss in the 58th minute with a goal, but 9 minutes after that, it was time for Portugal's new star to shine his brightest. A moment perfectly captured in commentary on SBS by Peter Drury.
Bernardo Silva, João Félix, and Ramos! Delicious hat-trick! Dream the dream, why don't you? The world is yours, sir.
The youngest man to score a World Cup hat-trick since none other than Pelé. The first man to score a World Cup knockout stage hat-trick in 32 years. The first man to score a hat-trick in his first World Cup start in 20 years. Gonçalo Ramos owned the night. There were cheers when Ronaldo finally appeared as a substitute, and more when Rafael Leão scored in stoppage time. But the story of this game had already been written. Portugal 6, Switzerland 1. The Portuguese into the quarterfinals in devastating style. Portugal midfielder Bruno Fernandes as admiring as everyone else about Ramos.
It was a normal even. Really, yes, he's a striker, he has to score. No, joking, because he's obviously really young age, doing his first game as a starter in the World Cup. 3 goals, 1 assist, a lot of work. It's amazing for him. Everyone is really happy for him, obviously. He deserved that because of his work rate. He gets his chance, he scored, he's important. He knew he was important before this game, and he will be important for the next games too. Even if he doesn't start, everyone is important because we are 26 players that everyone has to be ready.
Morocco were the last African team left at this World Cup. The quarterfinals are rarefied air for African and Arab teams. They're just a normal part of life for Spain. That made for an intriguing mix heading into the round of 16 clash between these two countries. It was a match that offered few shots at goal. Spain had plenty of the ball in attack, enjoying more than 75% of possession and completing nearly 1,000 passes. It was a throwback to the Spanish sides that won back-to-back European championships in 2008 and 2012 and the World Cup of 2010 in between. But unlike those sides, this Spanish side lacked a cutting edge. They didn't get a shot on target until the 54th minute. With Nico Williams and Alvaro Morata introduced as substitutes, Morocco struggled to get through extra time without conceding. But get through they did, and after 120 minutes of play, the match was still scoreless, and to a penalty shootout it went. And here, things turned sharply. Pablo Sarabia hit the post with Spain's first shot, then Moroccan goalkeeper Yacine Bounou saved kicks from Carlos Soler and Spanish captain Sergio Busquets. With the Moroccans successful with their first two kicks, that meant it was 2-0 after three kicks each. and that meant Moroccan success with their fourth kick would give them victory. Walking forward to take it, Moroccan star Achraf Hakimi, born in Madrid. Here's how SBS commentator Martin Tyler captured the moment.
He's been an absolute star for the country that he chose to represent. Achraf Hakimi can send Morocco into raptures of delight and, most importantly, into the quarterfinals. Oh, what a way to do it. Come and get me, guys. Job done for Morocco.
A simple shot down the middle getting the job done. Morocco just the fourth African team to make the quarterfinals of a World Cup and the first since Ghana 12 years ago. There were thunderous roars in the stadium and thunderous support from around both the Arab world and Africa for the team known as the Atlas Lions. Coach Walid Regragui, acutely aware after the win of the triumph's importance in Morocco and beyond.
Not just the players. I've said we need to give Africa its moment. We need to be ambitious. And that's what I told the guys and made sure they had it in their minds. And why not win the World Cup, even if it is difficult? Because we have given a lot of our energy, but we have heart. And when there's love, you win matches. And honestly, well done.
It's the third successive major tournament at which Spain have been eliminated in a penalty shootout. Hosts Russia knocked them out at this stage of the last World Cup on penalties, whilst Italy beat them in a similar fashion in the semi-finals of last year's European Championships. Busquets lamenting Spain's inability to use their dominance to avoid a shootout in the first place.
Sí, porque queríamos seguir. Yo creo que hemos hecho mérito durante el partido. Ha sido un partido muy duro, muy físico en el que ellos.
We wanted to continue. I think we had merit during the match. It's been a very hard match, very physical, where they've basically defended. But as the minutes were passing, they were becoming tired. We found more gaps. In the extra time, it was basically the same.
So the full lineup for the quarterfinals this weekend is now set. The top half of the draw plays its quarterfinals on Saturday morning, Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time. First up, it's Croatia against Brazil. Runners-up 4 years ago, the Croatians have never beaten Brazil in four attempts. Second up, the Netherlands and Argentina rekindle their long World Cup history. Argentina won the 1978 final on home soil and their most recent meeting, a game that went to a penalty shootout in the semi-finals of the 2014 tournament. But they've only met in a quarterfinal once, and the Dutch eliminated Argentina in 1998 there. The winners of these two matches on Saturday will meet on Wednesday morning next week in the first semi-final. On Sunday, it's the turn of the bottom half of the draw. First up, it's Morocco against Portugal. And in the last quarterfinal, England plays France. England has won 17 of their 31 encounters with France, including matches at the 1966 and 1982 World Cups. But France are the defending champions. England hasn't won a major trophy since that infamous World Cup win on home soil in 1966. The winners of the two Sunday games play on the morning of Thursday the 14th of December in the second semi-final. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.